This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report on the grains. Knowing fundamentals has been an impediment to a soybean trader this year, there's been a new speculative component to soybean demand that doesn't show up as an end user on the balance sheet. It is not there in corn, gold, or other commodities where the fundamentals appear to fit the price discovery. I don't see this speculative buying in other commodities, so I tie it specifically to China and their investment in soy ownership as an asset class. It is near the end of the South American planting season, and the strength in the dollar and strength in the soybean market should encourage maximum intended acreage, which will get put in down there. The incentive is there for them to grow soybeans. The weather after the new year will be the only impediment to record production. They've gotten a great start to their season. We have a projected burdensome 480 million bushel carryover here in the U.S., yet the market is acting like it wants to force new record planted acreage here next spring. New crop November soybeans were $1.49 above last spring's crop insurance guaranteed price of $8.85 on Monday's close and above the cost of production. Bankers looking at costs will be aggressively advising producers to grow soybeans. They are planting fewer winter wheat acres, shrinking planted acreage in that crop to a 50-year record low, while corn prices are still below the cost of production. That makes it easier for the market to buy soybean acres. It is like they are forcing U.S. farmers to plant a record number of soybeans. Given higher soybean yields being experienced the past couple of years, I think farmers will comply. Farms could be profitable growing soybeans in 2017. The El Nino is gone, but the La Nina is weak. We are continuing to get more rain and soil's not frozen yet, so our soil moisture reserves are full to the brim. That buffers summer dryness and reduces risk for growing corn here. Soybeans use less water than corn and are more drought tolerant than corn, so have less risk from weather when subsoil moisture levels start the season out full. If you are going to grow more soybeans, they'd better be priced. When they get all the acres that they want, the punch bowl gets drained. I sold an increment of new crop cash soybeans for $9.55 Monday. On the demand side, we have had a pattern of starting out each season with large carryovers, and then growing demand shrinks the supply back down to 200 million bushels or so. The difference, as I see it, is that the enlarged demand is already reflected in the balance sheet, and the supply is still growing. The 2016 yield is likely to increase again in the January report. Foreign end users may be front-loading purchases fearful of a strong dollar. If the South American crops are not hurt by La Nina, there's no reason for a $1.49 higher crop insurance price than a year ago in February. The soybean market has exceeded the fundamental reason for buying, so that means the strength is entirely dependent on fund inflows. You are listening to the Comstock Report. Crude oil was lower on Tuesday after being higher on Monday. OPEC meets this week. They will make a deal, they won't make a deal, they will make a deal or not. The trade has been batting the ability of OPEC to come up with a credible plan to reduce oil production have gone back and forth, taking the market with them as they wait and see. Iraq said that it would go along with the pending plan to reduce production 2-3%. It would be surprising if they didn't come up with something, as it would make them look pathetic otherwise, but to come up with an accord that has real teeth in it that they can get the world producers to abide by seems about as implausible as Donald Trump being elected President of the United States. Just goes to show you can never say never. It could happen, but getting oil producers moving in the same direction is harder than herding cats. If they were successful to generate higher prices, supply would respond and cap it. The Saudis are not going to carry the load for them all. A solid agreement would run counter to the me-first global attitude. Actually, getting an agreement might be the easy part. Complying with it is what is improbable. They will cheat. Bears are buying $40 a barrel puts, and bulls are buying $55 a barrel calls. You know what they say, most options expire worthless. A footnote on poultry pricing. I doubt that the election was rigged, but the chicken market may be. Integrators price as much chicken as they can in forward contracts off of something called the Georgia Dock Index, provided by the Georgia Department of Agriculture. The USDA is inquiring as to how the index is compiled, as it has consistently quoted chicken prices 30-60% above the Umerberry and USDA quoted bird prices. The difference could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Transparency placed in the index will likely meld it as a future pricing tool when buyers find out how much they've been taken. They will also be looking for collusion between chicken companies and the Georgia Ag Department. They may find that they're good old southern boys who went to college together. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.